Yeah, it'll be fine.
Okay.
Okay.
Unless there's like an earthquake and we're hosed.
Then this whole place is coming down.
I mean, let's be honest, yeah. Yeah. We're going to get crushed.
Yeah. Okay, so, epic monster tea party. We are all monsters, giant city-smashing monsters who have had a long, hard day of destroying the city. And now we're tired and we want to sit down and relax with a nice cup of tea. But we don't make our tea out of dried leaves, we make our tea from people. So we have a bag in the center here full of colored cubes, and those represent our people. In front of you, you also have a card that tells you how many of each color are in the main bag, what points they're worth, and what special power you can use with that person. So when you draw a cube out of the bag, you have the choice. You can either put it in your teacup, which is your little dinosaur egg here in front of you, or you can crush him and use your special power. Okay? So to go through the powers, the first one is drink. That means if you crush that guy, you can drink all of the cubes that are in your teacup. That means dump them into your personal bag. That's your stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The white cubes are steel. If you crush one of those guys, you can steal a cube from someone else's teacup. Okay? Red is draw. If you crush a red guy, you can go back to the bag and draw another one. You can chain these things together also. Okay? Brown is dump. If you crush the brown guy, you can dump your teacup or someone else's teacup back into the main bag. Okay? Green is puke. A puke, if you get a green cube, it immediately has to go into your teacup. And when you drink the green cube, you dump it all in your bag and you immediately draw out two to throw away. Okay. Whenever you're crushing something or puking something up, it goes off to the side, does not go back in the main bag. Because that
would be gross.
Right. If you end up with two, if you end up drinking two green cubes at a time, or three or four, the max you're going to puke up is two. Okay, so that doesn't stack up.
So if you can get like three green cubes in a cup, that's going to...
That could be really good for you because it's worth a lot of points. And then the last one is pink, and that's swap. You can crush that to swap your teacup with someone else. And that's actually a new power that I've never played with before, so I'm interested to see if we even bother to do that. Good? That's good. About all there is to it. Yeah. The game ends when the bag's empty.
All right, why don't you go first?
All right. Don't look in the bag when you're...
Right.
All right.
Why'd you look at me? I got a cheat. Played this before.
I got a blue. I'm just going to put that in my cup.
How come you weren't going to drink your empty cup? I'm going to pull out a pink one. Nope. Blue.
Blue. In the cup.
Okay. Ooh, white. So I had the choice here. I could squish this and steal something from one of you guys, or I could keep it. Now, this is worth three, and yours are worth two. It'd be stupid for me to do that. The benefit, though, is that I would be taking points away from you. But I'm going to hold on to that for now.
Blue.
Red.
It's red. You can keep it, or you can crush it to draw.
It's early on, there's still a lot of blues in there, so I'm going to keep it because it'll be more points, and I'll probably wind up with a blue.
That is a statistically valid statement. As Rob and I found out playing this before.
I got another white.
Nice.
I'm going to crush that and steal your red.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep. And let's make this the dead.
Yeah. Well, another white, which this is a steel, correct? I'm going to squish it, steal your white one, Rob, and put that in my teacup.
Okay.
All right. And I got another blue.
And I got a blue. I'm going to go ahead and drink.
How many blues are in your cup? Just one?
Just one. That's it for me?
Okay.
Brown.
It's a dump.
Yep, but it's a really good one, and I'm going to keep it.
Okay.
White. I'm going to crush that and take your brown.
Yep.
Blue.
blue. I'm going to squish it and drink to try and protect my stuff here.
Mm-hmm. Green.
Has to go in your teacup.
Has to go in the teacup.
White. I'm going to steal your brown.
Pink.
Swap. Or keep.
Keep.
Green.
Ooh, two greens for you.
That's good, though. I mean, you want to pile up all those greens.
Right, unless you puke the two greens back out.
Right, I just mean that, right. You know.
Yeah. I've got another white, which I'm going to steal your pink.
Yeah. Jerk.
Mm-hmm.
Got a blue.
You got a red. Keep it.
I really want a blue. Really want a blue. Oh, I got a brown. I think I'm going to make you dump your teacup.
I wondered if you'd do that. Kind of a jerk move, but...
Where does it get dumped?
Back in here.
Back in here.
Yeah.
But a very solid strategy.
Yeah.
Brown.
You did the same to me?
Speaking of dumping, Rob.
Yeah. That's how the game's played.
Plus, it's cool because they just go right back in there.
Yeah.
So, hey, you got it back.
Got the green back.
Lucky, lucky you.
Brown. I'm going to keep that brown.
Blue.
Brown.
You're going to keep it? You put it in your cup.
Oops. No, I'm going to make... Well... Ugh. This is a tough one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make you dump yours.
Ah.
Oh, it's your turn, sorry.
Blue.
White. Hey, we got anything worth sealing?
She's got a green.
Mm-hmm.
What's... Okay, the white is worth 3, the green is worth 6. Oh, give me that green.
Oh. Unless you puke it back out.
Yeah, I already got some stuff in there. I'm not going to fret.
Red.
Blue.
Blue. Drink. I don't think I have anything that valuable in here.
Yeah, I'll have to look.
White and a blue. So, okay. That's good decision.
You lost 5 points.
But I gained 6, so.
Yeah,
not
so,
one.
Not one.
I drew a red and I kept it.
Okay, alright. Blue.
What's in your cup?
2 blue. I'm gonna go ahead and drink. I gotta bank something here. Yeah, and I'm sorry, I didn't say that before, but you can't look in your bag.
Laura, what do you have over there?
I have 2 reds.
I'll take a red. Hold up for a sec. I could squish it and draw. Ah, I'll take it. It's just the odds are getting better. We've mm-hmm. drawn about probably 9 blues out now. Mm-hmm.
You've gotten a lot of blues, yeah.
Yeah.
I have not gotten a lot of blues. Which is why my bag is empty.
Oh, is your bag empty?
Well, yes. In the beginning, like, you just stopped getting them. Right. Like, the first 3 you got were blues, but you're not going to drink that because you didn't have anything good in there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Another red. I'll keep it. It's so difficult now with the reds because you know there's good stuff in there.
Mm-hmm.
Brown.
Keep the points. You don't want to play too offensively.
Blue. In the cup.
Come on, blue. Blue, blue, blue. Oh.
Pink.
Oh. I'm just...
Well, it's an awful lot of points.
There's no one to
swap with her.
What do you have, Laura, though?
2 reds and a brown.
Oh, two reds and a brown?
Yeah, she's got a lot of points there.
Yeah, but this is...
It's worth seven. Bird in the hand, two in the bush.
I'm going to just keep it.
Okay.
Green.
Oh.
Gosh.
Blue, I'm going to drink again. Just, I gotta get some in me.
Come on. Come on, blue. White. Does anybody have a blue in their cup?
Nope.
Well, crap. White lets me steal, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'll take a red from yours, Laura.
Okay.
And I'm going to squish it
mm-hmm.
to draw again.
Okay. You got the other pink.
And I guess I'll just put that in my cup here.
Well, if we can't make him dump that, he's probably going to
win.
This
is the game-winning cup right here, folks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm super glad I did that, though.
How many browns are left?
I don't think there's many left.
Many.
Have we used them all?
I just drew one.
Oh.
So... yeah.
I mean, yeah. You got to. There's a lot of points back in that bag now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Red.
Draw again.
Blue.
Oh. Oops, sorry.
That might be the last blue in there.
Great.
you drink at the end. No
at the end,
what.
Yeah. You drink whatever you have left. Yeah.
Green.
Which maybe I should change that.
No, I think that's
because okay?
It's a risk, right? I mean. Mm-hmm.
Pink. I'll keep it.
Yeah, you get the best cup over there.
Well, kind of. There's a green in there.
We're pink.
Yeah.
Obviously.
What does that cup have, like a blue in it?
Yeah.
Rob's so nice.
I know. It sucks.
Mm-hmm. And I know there's no more swapping to be done, and I don't think there's any browns
red.
Left.
Oh, so red would let me draw again?
You can draw, yep.
Yeah, but there's not that much good left. I mean... The pinks are gone. What am I drawing for?
Green.
See? I didn't want a green. I already have one of those. Do you literally just have two in your thing?
I have... This is
yeah.
it. This
yeah.
is
so
all
so
I have.
But I'm saying if you drank that at the end, you'd puke it both back up.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm losing no matter
There's
what.
There's only two cubes
yeah.
left, so...
So...
I've got red. I might as well squish it to draw the last one and end the game.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. And red again, so...
Rob nice. Obviously won.
So, well, so I dumped that, and I have to puke two back out.
Because
I have a green.
As do I.
Right, okay.
Because I have two
oh.
red in here.
Oh, yeah, as do I.
Red
oh,
and brown.
So that's everything.
Red and brown.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, I puked out two blue. You won. Big time.
31.
Yeah, 17.
Okay.
Zero.
Alright, well, so, okay, so it plays fast,
mm-hmm.
and I wanted it to play fast, because that kind of thing can... That's happened to me the last two times I played.
Mm-hmm.
Where you've gotten zero?
I've gotten zero, and the other two people have gotten scores. So, I mean, I know that that's going to happen, or can happen.
Is this a game for children?
It's a game for a young audience, yeah.
Having 0 points is not a
it's
desirable
not
trait for children. Or adults, but children especially.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how you fix that, though, because...
I'm not sure either.
Yeah.
Because it's, I mean, it's a pressure luck game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and there were moments where we could have drank and we didn't.
What if you had a... What if you either had a new color or swapped out one of the other colors that if it gets drawn and crushed, everyone drinks? Or if it just gets drawn, everyone drinks. Like, it's just a...
Hmm. It's not necessarily going to solve the problem, though, because if you don't have anything in your cup, you're still not going to drink anything.
True, but it could have... It could have solved my problem.
Yeah.
Because you weren't drawing enough blues towards the end. I mean, like I said, you got a couple early on, but then you were kind of hosed.
Yeah.
You never got blue.
I usually had stuff in my cup, and I couldn't get it into my bag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's two ways to look at that, right? One is that, like, there's fundamentally going to be an issue with that, and that could happen. I mean, that's happened to Rob a couple times, it sounds
mm-hmm.
like, too. But, I mean, another, and it just could be because there's not enough numbers in here to kind of balance it out. I mean, you're just kind of getting, as they say, dice humped, right? Except in this case, cube humped. I mean, there's just not, like,
mm-hmm.
there's always the chance you're not going to get the blue. The crappy thing is, you then have no way to affect your outcome. You know what I mean? Now, granted, there were some... How many times did you get a white?
Like twice, okay. Maybe.
So, because like another option is if you get a white, you could steal a blue from someone and then drink. But, you know, and that seems super undesirable because you're losing points to do that. But I guess the good thing about that is it's getting you to drink. And if you looked at it that way between the two, there's a lot more, you know, there's 9 whites. But still, yeah, I mean, I guess you kind of have to, like, think about how you want them to play the game. Because I think you could play the game so that that never happened to you, but I don't know that you'd win anyways. Because, like, you could crush every red you got to try and get another blue. You could steal blues. But the problem is, you're not going to win. You're going to drink a bunch of stuff, but it's probably not going to be very good. Because you're giving up your better stuff so that you can just drink something. Mm-hmm. You had that other guy playtest. What did he... Did they have that issue at all, did he say?
He didn't say, no.
Because obviously it's going to be an issue. I mean, mm-hmm. Right? Because...
Yeah, what that's a good question, though. Are kids going to play it as cutthroat as adults?
Depends on the kids.
Yeah.
Because I agree with Laura. Like, every time I play this game, I've gotten a score just mm-hmm. Just out of the luck of the draw, right? Mm-hmm. But if I played this game a few times and got 0 consistently, I would not have as much fun. Because, you know, I mean, like as adults, we can be like, oh, that's kind of funny right now. You got 0 and Rob had 31. But then if that happens once, it's funny. If that happens 3 times, mm-hmm. maybe I don't want to play the game anymore. So that said, I've never had that experience. So I still really love this game.
Right.
Unfortunately,
try it again real quick?
I mean, I love the game. I mean, the game's fun. But I was trying to think of it from the perspective.
Yeah, oh, sure, right. Sure, of course.
Another thing to think about, Rob, with points,
uh-huh.
is I think the math could be wrong on this, but I think I would suggest make all the points 5s. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30.
Why?
Because you want kids to play it. And that's a heck of a lot easier to add 5s than it is to add 2, 3. And when you think about it, like... 2 times, you know, like, if you, yeah, I mean, it's going to throw off your scoring a little, but, or make it all even numbers. 2, 4, 6, 8, like, you know what I mean? Because adding in those odd numbers makes it harder. I think if it was, like, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, probably be okay. I could be wrong, but I mean, did you, like, that was one of the first things I thought when it came to adding, was like, oh.
I didn't have to do any adding, so.
Guarantee.
Okay. Well, what, you want to try that 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12?
We don't have to. I mean, we can. It's up to you.
I mean, that's a good point. Do you want to make adding easy, mm-hmm. so you can tally up quick at the end? Yeah. We can definitely try that.
The other thing I tried to do for a while, and then I lost count, was I tried to count cards. Like, I tried to pay attention to, like,
mm-hmm.
I knew how many blues were left, but I don't feel like that really helped me. So, I just was kind of curious if you could try and do that with the mm-hmm. game.
I think you could try. It might help you with some strategic decisions at the end. It's not going to guarantee you a win, though.
Right. Yeah, I think it would help you know if you wanted to squish or not.
Yeah.
But even without counting, we knew that because it was like, gosh, do I want to squish this red one? Well, of course I want to because there's 2 pinks that we just dumped back in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So those are targets.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about the pink? Because I just added the pink with the swap, powered.
Mm-hmm.
Is that overpowered? Is that okay? I don't know. How do you feel about that?
I mean, it definitely screwed me over big time. And, mm-hmm. you know, and it was a huge benefit to you. I mean, you won by, like, leaps and bounds because you ended up basically with both pinks. Or at least one of... Oh, no, you crushed one and...
I crushed one and got the other one. Well,
yeah.
Why don't we take the pinks out? Let's take the pinks out. Play again using 2, 4, 6, 8, 10.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Because this should play pretty quick. Because I added the pinks because I felt like I might want a 6th color in there just to kind of flesh it out or fill it out a little bit more. But if it unbalances the game, then I don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you want to go first since you lost?
Sure.
Way to rub it in, Rob.
Okay.
If you drink that, you'd have a way bigger score.
I got a brown.
You should make her dump the cup.
I had that pen, actually, so I can mark
it. I got a white. And now I have a brown.
Sure.
Another blue.
This is not good. This one started off for you last time.
Red. Let me keep it.
Red, you should have kept it.
Now I'm the target for this game.
No, I mean, you should have stolen my dump one. It was worth more points.
Blue. Well,
red was draw, not steal.
Oh
yeah, that's right. Then you didn't even do that right. You butthead.
I'm not going to do that. I'll just sit with it.
Sorry. I'm gonna drink.
Drink, okay.
Just to
bank something.
Just to be safe.
You just have one blue in there?
It's two blues.
Oh, see, yeah. You're on the board.
Yeah.
All right, I've got a white... Now I'm going to steal that brown back.
Good job. Good. Well played, yeah. Designer.
Following the rules the right way, unlike you.
Whatever. That was a blue. I'm done.
Okay. White, and I'm going to take your brown.
The white ones are really annoying in a good way, though.
Brown. Keep it.
Red. Keep it.
Blue. Drink it.
We're gonna pick like every other turn now.
Green. Arr.
Ha. Blue. Yes. Drink it.
Red. Keep it.
Red. Keep it.
Brown. Keep it.
Wait, what do you got over there?
Oh, no. Brown. Dump it, Rob. Dude, you had a bunch of good stuff in there. Mm-hmm. You did the same thing to me.
Mm-hmm.
Blue. Drink it.
There's nothing to drink?
I have a
rock. Oh, you do have a rock. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see that.
She's white. Just drinking empty cups.
You guys are both empty.
Yeah.
Green. Yay!
Brown. Keep it.
White.
Steal it.
Stop brown.
You could squish that and make me dump this. Just saying.
I'm not gonna. Because I want the points.
White. What was that about?
This is gonna be real bad for you. I'm gonna steal your white, and I'm gonna squish it, and I'm gonna steal your brown.
Yeah, there should probably be a rule about not using two powers on one person per turn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should do that next time.
Yeah, not in this game, because I didn't say that before, but yeah.
Blue.
The chain steel, though, I mean, like, you kind of feel like you have to use the steel if possible, because otherwise you know you're going to get hosed. Thanks, Rob.
My pleasure. Nothing to steal.
I could steal that blue, but I won't.
Yeah. Red.
This game is a lot angrier.
Keep it.
Because we already played one game. We how we hate each other.
Blue.
Come on, blue. White. Where's got a red? I'll take that.
It's a very angry game.
Green.
Red.
Come on. Blue, 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 blue. Brown. Keep it. See, I could have made you dump yours, but I'm being nice.
Mm. White. I will take your brown.
Blue. Yay, I got points.
Red. Keep it.
Alright. I really like a blue now. And I got one. Yay. Alright, so I'm going to drink a green. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to have to take two out.
Mm-hmm.
And a blue and a brown. Come on.
That could be worse.
Could be. Brown's pretty good, though. At least I kept the green.
Yes, you kept the green.
Because that's 10 points now.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. It's good.
Yeah.
Blue! Squish it, drink it.
Brown. Keep it.
Red.
It's tough now.
Yeah.
The last time I got one, too, I was thinking, like, oh, I kind of feel like drawing might not be a bad idea. Green, boo.
Blue. Drinking it.
Blue. The drink.
Green.
Two greens.
Ooh. I think there's only one left in there.
Alright.
That's why I was feeling so well.
That's a green.
Alright.
Okay, so you two both have to drink and puke too.
Blue and a green.
Two reds.
Alright.
So I lost.
Okay, so these are now two, and these are four. No, this is four. These are six.
I'm not 100% sure, and I think this is probably going to be very valid coming from me, and I'm very bad at math, simple math. I don't think that it was going to be any easier to add even numbers than just small numbers. I still have to use my fingers.
Yeah. I admit it wasn't as easy as I thought it would be. I think fives would be easy, but I think that throws off your metrics, so, like, for your counting. So, I mean, maybe it's just good to just keep two, three, four, five, six. One thing I wanted to point out that I just noticed this game is, I don't want to sound like one of those people that says this is a non-strategy, this is a no-think situation, Rob, but why would I ever use a brown to dump a green out of my cup? That's 11 points. Unless I have a... No, because now the brown and green are the best, right? I'm better off just tossing them in there, because it mostly, if I get one other thing, it's going to be a better deal than if I use a brown and dump a green. Now, I'm not saying that it's like you shouldn't have that there, because obviously brown for dumping is great because it forces you to let other people dump. Mm-hmm. I just don't think anyone's ever going to use it to dump their own cup. Now that you fixed, when you had the double greens and there was like super broken,
mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, obviously you wanted to do that because, you know, when I had to puke up four things, that was a big deal. Mm-hmm. Now that you only have to puke up two, I don't think anybody would do that.
Sure.
I mean, does that make sense?
What if I swapped brown and white? So brown, yeah.
Well, the only catch with that is, like, you want people to have to think about making someone else dump, right?
Yeah.
If brown was worth 3 points, I would every turn make people dump.
Yeah.
Unless they only had, like, a blue, just to be a jerk.
Well, we're kind of already doing that.
Well, this time we did, because we were playing vindictively.
Yeah.
Well, heck, if that's the case, then... Swap brown and green. Make brown harder to decide to do that with. Because at 8 points, we still used brown almost exclusively to make people dump their cups.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys have any browns in yours?
I have two.
You had two.
Oh, okay. So okay, but I didn't. I had squished mine, and you had made me dump as well.
One time, yeah.
So I can see it both ways. I mean, it's probably fine the way it is.
Uh-huh.
I mean, even if... Five makes it feel like an easy decision to make someone dump. It's not. Like, five is a lot of points. People just might not think about it that way, which is cool because they will be penalized for that.
So the problem that I was having before is that the draw action was too cheap, and people were always squishing, the draw guy to the red guy so they could draw another one. We were not doing that this time.
Right.
But I do feel like the steel action is too cheap.
Yeah.
And there's no reason, there's almost no reason to keep a white unless nobody has anything good to steal.
Yeah. You could swap those two. That would make it
harder.
Well,
that's what I did last time, is I swapped their positions.
Oh. Mm.
So by fixing one, it broke the other.
But, I mean, think about it. What was so bad about redrawing? It made the game go faster, which is a good thing, right?
Yeah. That was the chief comment that I'd gotten in playtesting, is everybody said, I feel like draws, I want to draw all the time. There's no incentive for me to hold this draw.
What if draw and steal had the quantity differences, but they were worth the same amount of points?
That bothers me from a numbers point of view.
Yeah, I get that. That would bother me too.
Like, I want it all to be different. I want it all to be sequential.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. No, I agree with you. Even though I do think Laura's right, but that would bother the crap out of me too. So, and I remember when we playtested and we complained, like, hey, duh, you always draw. It's a no-brainer. But, I mean, is that true? Like, is it a no-brainer? Because you always draw, but because worst case, you're going to lose 1 point, right? But, I mean, that does add up. In a game of, you know, theoretically, like, I won 38-36, you know, and that was with the newer numbers. If we had been playing with, like, the standard here, it probably would have been closer. 1 or 2 points of a bad squish to redraw to get a blue instead, you could lose the game because of that. You know? So.
I have a thought.
Mm-hmm.
What if drink was worth, whatever, 2 or 1 mm-hmm. or whatever, and then what if steal and draw were worth 5 and dump and puke were both worth 10? That would kind of, but you still have your quantity differences. So some technically are more valuable than others because there's less of them. Then it kind of solves the scoring concern.
Hmm.
And your numbers problem.
Yeah, I wouldn't be as bothered about the symmetry of that in that case. What would the benefit of that be then? So it means that steal and draw are equally balanced from a point perspective, so you're kind of still making the same decision. It's just a matter of how many opportunities are there in the game to take either of those actions.
Mm-hmm.
Also puts dump and puke on the same level point-wise, which says maybe I will at some point dump to get rid of a puke.
Right. That's mm-hmm. true. You know, something else you could try, you've got, I don't know if you how much you feel like the numbers have to go 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, but mm-hmm. what if it went 1, 3, 4, 5, 6? So blue is worth 1 point, red is in second, worth 3 points. Steel is 4 points. So now if I squish a red to drink, and if I squish a red to draw and I get a 1, that's a 2-point swing. That's a bigger deal. But I don't know if you feel like the numbers have to go like 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
If they're not sequential, then I want them to be... I just feel like there should be some kind of a pattern, some kind of a progression to it. And that's completely illogical. I realize that, but my designer brain just wants to do that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So if we did what Laura's suggesting with steal and draw being the same points and dump and puke being the same points, is the quantity breakdown the way it is right now appropriate?
It could be. I don't know. I think it'd be hard to kind of tell. I mean, I think right now the quantity breakdown works out very well.
It feels like it.
I mean, we've got time. We could just try it and see how it feels. I mean, if it just feels weird and bad and ends up horrible, then just scrap it.
All right, well, we can do one more. Sure. So we want to do steal and draw are both 4, and dump and puke are both 8.
So it would be 2, 4, 4, 8, 8.
We could do that too, but from
what were you thinking?
Just from an adding an adding standpoint, using fives, if we use fives and tens.
Oh, I see.
It ten, makes ten. It easier.
So it's five, and then everything else is worth ten?
So fives, five, ten. Five, ten. So two, five, five, ten, ten.
Two, five, five, ten, ten. Oh, okay, yeah. We do that.
Okay. Can I borrow the pen? I just want to note that.
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
Two, five, five, ten, ten.
Did you miss having swap in that last game?
I mean, I missed having that huge point thing. But then again, the huge point thing, I mean, like in this scenario, you could have those pink in and make a 15. And then the pink are like super coveted. Like you're going to do everything you can to get that pink.
Why would you ever squish it then if it's worth that much that many points?
Somebody could have
two browns
or three, you know, two browns and two whites.
And that's worth twice as many points. We did use it to swap.
Yeah, once. We did once.
And there's only two, so...
Well, okay, well, let's throw it back in there then, and we'll make that 15.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay. All right, well, you go first this time, Jason.
Okay. Brown. Keep it.
Blue. Keep it.
Red. I'm going to squish it.
Give me a gamble.
Get another red. Yeah. Don't want to push my luck too hard. Yeah.
Test your luck.
Red squish. Got a brown.
Nice. White. And I'm going to, obviously, steal it.
Steal the brown, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wait. Yeah. Oh, you have two browns there.
Yeah, he has two browns. Man. Yeah.
Sure. Red.
Draw.
Pink.
Ooh.
Ooh. That was worth it.
Blue, I'll drink.
Blue, I will also drink.
Come on, blue. Come on, blue.
Green. Ooh, I got a lot of points in there, though.
Yeah, you do. So, at that point, swap would actually...
Yeah.
If somebody got a pink.
Right.
Well, Jason just got a white, so...
Okay.
Blue. I always get a blue when there's nothing in my cup. It's so annoying.
Yeah. Because if I squished that, I would just puke up everything that I had.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Blue. Oh, drink. Definitely drink.
Yeah, butthead.
White.
Ooh, super glad I drank that cup.
I'm gonna keep it. Yeah.
Brown.
Why would you not keep it?
She
doesn't have that much.
If I don't squish it, somebody's going to steal it anyway.
Well, that's pessimistic.
I'll just take a chance. I'll take a chance.
There's still a pink out there.
Oh, good. I got the white.
Yeah, look at me.
I'm going to steal Laura's white, squish it, and then steal Rob's brown.
Yeah. So we are saying you can't use two powers on one person.
I just assumed that.
Yeah, okay.
The only reason I did it is because I can steal from Laura as well.
Yeah.
Make everyone hate me.
Brown. Yeah, I'll keep it.
So if you made me dump, you'd actually kind of be doing me a favor at this point. White.
Oh, you want that back?
Yep.
Or does Laura have one too?
I have one too, with a blue.
Oh, Laura's got a better thing over there.
Yeah, way better.
She's got two.
2 points.
But do I want that? No, I'm just going to keep it. Yeah, I'm going to steal it.
Oh, you could steal the blue and you could drink.
Right.
So that if you don't do that and you lose, we know.
But I'm gonna puke. I'm gonna have to puke two.
But then you're only puking low number. You have the potential for puking two blues.
Ah,
man.
No, I wouldn't puke two blues. I mean, my best case scenario is puke a blue and a red.
Oh, right, because you would crush a blue.
Can happen.
I'm gonna steal. Haha. Let me steal your brown.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to squish it and I'm going to dump.
Okay.
That was the longest turn ever.
It was very well thought out.
Pink.
Not going to be swapping with anyone.
She's going to get a white. I know it.
Blue. I'll drink. Might as well.
Yeah, not going to hurt anything, right?
Oops.
Blue.
Come on. Blue, or white. Blue or white.
Blue. I'll drink. You guys are toast at this game.
Yeah. We're hosed.
The game has already been lost. Unless you can make me puke up a bunch of stuff. See, this is an instance where it's valid to dump. If I get a green and then a brown, you know I'm going to dump it because I don't want to lose these big ones
mm-hmm.
in here.
Mm-hmm.
So there's an instance. So I was wrong about that. Red is draw. No.
Blue, I'll drink.
Oh, what if it was swap stomachs?
Oh, yeah, but that's too... That's too bad.
Although, you could be not really paying attention necessarily.
Yeah, but in this case, like, you guys know what I have.
Yeah.
Which means I'm never going to win the game. Because somebody's going to take a swap and... Well, actually, no, in this case, you know what I have and screw you. There's nothing you can do about it because I have both pinks.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I like that better.
You could try that.
Yeah, I mean...
Brown.
I already think I have an interesting solution for the blue problem.
Okay.
Make it worth 0 points.
I already thought of that earlier, and I was like, you know...
Drink.
Because...
Who cares if it's worth zero? You know how annoying that is?
And actually, it kind of works out for having a green, because then you're like, oh, you know, I could potentially not... Yeah, could potentially not have, you know...
What if it was 0.5 points? Or then, half point?
Why would you do that? Dude, just make it worth zero. It's so clean. Blue is worth zero. It's the most common one, so nobody wants that. Because unless you want it in your stomach as a buffer... For puking.
Mm-hmm.
Telling you, dude, that's clean. And we both thought of it separately. That's a good sign. And we're both really smart people.
Right, we'll see how the scoring comes out with this in the end. Because, I mean, you're right. I understand that right now it's not really worth it much.
Right.
It doesn't make any difference.
So we can score it both ways and see how
it's your guess.
Yeah.
I still don't have anything in my stomach.
And a green.
But you have a couple of blues in your stomach.
Mm-hmm.
White.
You want to see what I got?
You don't have a blue.
I don't have anything. Does Laura have blue on hers?
I have green.
Oh. You don't want to steal the green?
I want blue. So I can swallow this.
Red. I'm good.
White. What do you have? Oh, you have a brown? I'll take that. Oh, you have a brown?
Ooh, a brown? Blue, thank goodness. Finally, I have some points.
Blue. I'll drink.
Red. I'll keep it. Now you want a white.
I do want a white.
And you got one.
So I can steal your brown.
Or my green.
They're worth the same amount of points, Rob. I don't know why you gotta be picky. Ah! I've been trying to avoid.
Blue. I'm just going to drink it. See what happens. Oh,
nice.
Not bad. Good numbers. Blue and a red.
Green.
I need a brown or a white.
Oh.
Well, hey, at this point.
Yeah, it could work out for you.
That's probably good for you. Let's puke those two.
A white.
Pinks.
I will take your brown.
And squish it and make Jason foam. No? Okay.
Last cube. Blue. I'm going to drink anyway at the end, so I'm just going to throw it in the cup and then...
Yep,
sorry. So I got to puke two.
And Jason has to puke two pinks, hopefully.
A white and a red.
Oh, there was a pink and a brown, man.
Oh, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, that's 25 points right there.
All
right,
so...
54.
14. Or 10.
Or 30.
Yeah. I think making the blue zero, dude, is a great idea. I really do.
I think it doesn't really make a difference when the other points are 5 and 10. The blues really, really don't make a lot of difference.
It makes the draw and the steal a little more of a decision. The draw, not the steal.
Mm-hmm.
That is one issue. The steal is still a non-decision, it feels like, right? Like, mm-hmm. why would you not steal? Because it's everything else is worth more than the steal.
I feel like the pinks need to go. I feel like the pink, if you didn't have your pink.
Say it wasn't a, say it was a brown instead.
Yeah.
Well, it wouldn't have been. Because that would just not be, it's not like it would be replaced.
Yeah, because I would have drawn something else on that turn and drank it. Okay. So, I mean, even if you take it completely away, I've now got 30, I still have 40, I still won.
Right, you still won, but I feel like the pinks just make it, like, if somebody gets a pink, then it's just like a no-brainer, they're going to win.
Yeah, and the fact that I had two pinks, like, had I not, so if had I not puked up, this, say I'd have puked up my two cheapest ones, I mean, 30, 40, 50... 60, 70 points. Mm-hmm. That's just ridiculous. So mm-hmm. I'm with Laura on that.
Okay. So I agree, killing the pinks. I'm on board with making the blues worth zero. I don't like the 5-5-10-10. That just feels bad to me. I want them all to be different points. And I think I want to move white and red back to where they were originally.
Yeah. Because now you have a... So what, that would be 3, 4, 5, 6? Maybe the points?
Or it'd be
like 5, 10, 15, 20?
I still like 3, 4, 5, 6.
Then use 3, 4, 5, 6. I mean, that still means that if I squish a red to draw and I get a blue, I'm down 3 points.
Yeah.
Which I think I feel good about that. The steel definitely needs to be more expensive because again we stole it every single time
because
it really feels like unless somebody's empty, there's not a reason not to. Mm-hmm. And then you're kind of annoyed because it's like, oh gosh, now somebody's going to steal this and take something else.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So
okay. So I'm killing pink.
It's too bad. Pink was a great idea.
Yeah. But
I agree with Laura that it's just too much.
I mean, I like it better if we were actually swapping the stomach bag, but that's probably too much. That's painful.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to swap red and white, and I'm going to stick with 3, 4, 5, 6. How do you feel about the quantities? You still think those are okay?
So are you going to... So you'll have 9 reds... And 7 whites?
Yes.
I think the quantities are pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, 7 whites is 2 less steals as well, which automatically curbs the stealing a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think the quantities are good. So you would then... Were these +2 pink? Like, to the game? Or did you take them out of something else?
They were +2.
Okay, well, they're perfect. Yeah,
right. Two extra pieces.
So you're still, what, 40? Is that what it was?
Yeah, I don't remember. Whatever that totals up to. Math hard.
Yeah, 40.
40, okay. Okay. Cool.
So, yeah, I think that's good. I want to see you put this on GameCrafter and then do an expansion that's like a 4-cube expansion.
Well, it would be the 2-cube pink expansion.
Yeah. Total cost?
$1.22.
You could charge like $2 and like make a killing off, you know, off.
Yeah.
Because they're what, 9 cents a piece?
I don't remember. 9, 11 something cents, depending on what you get. So, yeah. Well, thanks, guys.
Yeah, that was great, man. 3 playtests we got in.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that's a very fun game, and it plays very quickly. I think, you know, especially because it's geared to kids.
Yeah.
That, you know, I think it has a lot of potential.
Okay, cool.
A lot of good qualities for kids.
It's odd how I find myself making kids' games.
What?
Purely by chance.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just not capable of anything more complicated than that.
Well, you know...
What?
Let's face it, not a lot of people think about that, and, you know, Chutes and Ladders sucks.
It's true. It sucks real bad.
Yeah.
And kids love it.
Not all kids. Well, they like the ladders, but they hate the chutes.
Well, yeah. Fair enough.
Something else to think about.
Yeah.
Make yourself feel better about that. Uh-huh. Is that not everyone can streamline a game enough to make it simple enough for a kid.
Mm. Sure.
And still have it be fun. Because a lot of kids' games just are not fun. And this is fun. Mm-hmm. So you should feel good about that.
Cool.
Right. Yeah. It's good time.
Building the Game is a co-production of Imminent Entertainment and Poorly Designed Studios.
All the ideas presented by Rob and Jason are the property of the Building the Game podcast.